Hello, and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media of South Central PA. I'll be your host today. I'm Raymond Galker, and this show is called Open House. This is the show where we bring amazing people from the community into the studio and share their mission and the things that they're doing that makes Adams and York County a great place to live. And we're not going to let you down today because we have an amazing individual with us, Lisa Cordiano. Mm-hmm. Lisa, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, Lisa, I met you roughly several years ago mm-hmm. when you became the executive director for the Adams County Arts Council.
That is correct.
Are you originally from this area?
I'm not, actually. I was born in Brooklyn, New York, and grew up in New Jersey, and I've lived in many states, actually, Maryland, Indiana, Virginia. But ironically, this is the state I've lived in longest, Pennsylvania. I've been in here since 2007. So.
And 2000, that means you've been in Gettysburg area
mm-hmm.
since around 2007.
Since 2007.
And you came here to be the executive director?
No, I came here because my husband at the time teaches at Gettysburg College.
Okay.
And our children were young, and I was a stay-at-home mom doing a lot of freelance marketing work for several years. And then I joined the board of directors at the Adams County Arts Council in 2013. I've taught there, but I didn't join the staff until 2020.
And you spent several years.
Yeah, I joined the staff. It's kind of a funny story if you want to hear.
Well, share
it.
Yeah, please.
I was a jack of many trades, like I said, working as a freelancer, doing some marketing consultant. My background is also in theater, so I was an adjunct theater instructor at Gettysburg College and Penn State Harrisburg. And one of my classes in 2020 was canceled due to low enrollment, which turned out to be a blessing because it was also right before COVID and I would have had to reinvent the whole class anyway. Mm-hmm. But I approached Chris Glatfelter at that time. She was the executive director at the Arts Council. And I said, Chris, I'm losing this income and I just need something, just a little something part-time. Can you hire me to help you with something for the next couple months? And she said, sure, you can market our golf tournament for us. And I said, great, I'll do that. And that few month juncture turned into eventually a full-time job and the directorship of the entire organization.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But the organization has grown since you were there. You were part of redoing the building?
Yes. Well, I've always been passionate about the mission of that organization. And as we continue to talk today, too, you'll see that really I'm still doing the job I've always wanted, which is to connect people creatively. And I feel like I stepped away from the Arts Council last fall so that I could do just that, so that I could start freelancing again and working on some more creative projects.
Instead of doing administrative work all the time,
correct.
You could be with people.
Yes.
And connect people, which means you just like being with a lot of different people.
I do.
Yeah.
I do,
And sharing their talents. And I do believe that, first of all, the events that you had at the Art Council was very well done, and I thoroughly enjoyed them. So, you did a great job.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. That means a lot. And I do love staying involved with the Arts Council. As you know, I saw you on Friday night at our juried art exhibition. I stayed on that committee all year and was fortunate enough to sing, but again, doing some more creative work.
The jury arts, now that's like the big event.
I would call that the premier exhibition of the year for the Arts Council, and this year is the 22nd annual Juried Art Exhibition. This is the first time, however, that it is in the Arts Education Center. So thanks to all those renovations and being able to sort of elevate the event in our own space, we were able to have more pieces on exhibit and throw the party in our own space.
At home.
So, yeah.
In the past, you've used the college, haven't you?
Yes, we were at the college for a number of years, and then last year we were at the Lutheran Seminary and rented a very cool space for the exhibit. Mm-hmm. And then this year, Lori McCullough, who's the managing director now, brought it back to the Arts Education Center, and she did a fantastic job.
And the people who participated, the artists, they really loved being part of it. I mean, it's like an honor to them to have their pieces
Absolutely.
Selected.
It's very competitive. Typically, there are more than 300 pieces that are submitted to be considered, and a juror, is brought on to view those pieces anonymously and select on whatever theme he or she thinks they want a show to look like. So it's very... You never know what they're going to choose. Mm-hmm. It's never anything to take personally, but it always ends up being a phenomenal showcase of work with mm-hmm. very talented people from our area, for sure.
Do you know who won this year?
I actually don't. I was singing upstairs and I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah. I was there and I don't know. I was just buzzing around talking to John Armstrong mm-hmm. and other people, and the people I talked to really wanted you to see their work, you know.
I'm trying to remember the woman's name who did win. I was not downstairs, but the reports I heard from those who were that she was so genuinely surprised and thrilled, and that it couldn't have been a better award presented. Mm-hmm. So.
And I'm sure we will have the name of the person who won mm-hmm. as we're speaking right now. Sean Magic.
Yeah, we can imagine.
We'll take it and put it in there. Sean Magic Garrett. So now you're on a new adventure.
I am.
And you're spreading your wings, more or less. And you're connecting with people. And I am extremely excited about the many things that you're involved in. So give us an update.
Okay. So like I said, I stepped down from the Arts Council at the end of 2025 and began freelancing. I'm doing some work for a think tank in Washington, D.C. And most of my work, however, much to my happiness, is with the Celebrate Gettysburg and Celebrate Hanover magazines and Jessica Dean. She and I are working together really well. I love working with her. Mm-hmm. She basically has me on a retainer doing some writing, some graphic design, some ad sales, and we are also dreaming big about what comes next as we evolve the Celebrate platform to tell the stories of people in our community.
Which is important, and the people that you lift up in the magazine, and you guys do it in such a great way, but all those individuals, it's an honor and exciting for them to be featured, and you do... The magazine celebrates individuals like we do here at Community Media. Mm-hmm. You celebrate artists. You celebrate nonprofits. You celebrate people that are doing great things in the community. And isn't it fun to do that?
It really is.
It's fun to do that.
It really is. And I do think it's really important to let people have a place to share whatever their story is, which... might bring us to the next project we're going to talk about, yeah?
Yeah, the People Project.
The People Project, which is my heart. That's my heart project.
Well, if you had to choose something, that's a great project to choose, because it's about individuals sharing what's on their heart.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
Like we say here at Community Media, what makes a great community? And what we found out is that it's very important to be connected. Uh-huh. You know, like you love people, you like to connect, right?
Yeah,
you said?
Absolutely.
So, you know, and the best way to connect is through the passion of your heart. Uh-huh. And if you're not connected, if you're not a part of a group that shares your passion, if you don't volunteer, is a way to be connected. You really are missing a great opportunity to feel joy, mm-hmm. you know, and help others as you do it. And that's one reason why we like here at Community Media, the People Project, because what you're doing is you're connecting people's hearts with the rest of the community. Tell us about it.
Okay.
Tell us.
So I came up with the idea for the People Project. I can't take credit for the originality of the platform. I was involved in a theatrical production in 2014 called Listen to Your Mother. And it was at a DC theater down in Northern Virginia, actually, the Signature Theater in Arlington. A woman from Minneapolis had gathered, I don't know, 10 of her friends to tell stories about motherhood for Mother's Day. And she blew her idea up so that by the time I did it in 2014, it was syndicated in 39 cities, and there's a whole YouTube channel of people telling personal stories about motherhood. So while I was participating in that event, I was just so moved by how close I got with the other people who were telling their stories. I was really impressed with how every audience member felt so moved, and it was such a simple production. I thought it would be a great project to bring home and sort of widen the theme as to what we were covering. So I approached Gettysburg College, and they gave me a whopping budget of $500 and a space.
There you go.
And I had 10 students write and tell stories about empathy and compassion. I asked them, share with me a first-person narrative story where you've experienced empathy, where you've practiced empathy, and we got a gamut of different stories because that's the beauty of this project. You find a universal theme, and when you ask different people to tell a first-person story on a universal theme, you realize that there are so many different ways to approach an issue. So my goal for this is really to use storytelling as a tool to connect people in a way that they understand someone different than them better than they did before, so that we kind of love each other a little bit better, we are more patient with each other, we are more open to say, oh wow, I never thought about it that way. Mm-hmm. And so this is the 7th production that we're doing. We did a few at Gettysburg College. I did a few, obviously, with the Arts Council. That evolution came, again, that same year, that 2020, that I joined the staff. Mm-hmm. All of the outreach programs were canceled for youth because of COVID. And so I asked if I could try to put together a People Project that was virtual. And I had the opportunity to work with students in the high schools and the middle schools. And the prompt that year was, how are you using creativity to cope with the challenges of this pandemic? And that is what opened it up into just all the other media.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, right. I'm like, I'm a theater kid, so I have no problem getting up in front of an audience and telling a story, but the visual artists were doing some amazing storytelling too, and they were not willing to get up in front of a camera or an audience and tell their story, but they shared magnificent art. And so this project over the years has evolved to include visual art and music and storytelling, and we do a performance event, you know, for one night, and then also an art exhibit that this year will be at Waldo's and Company.
Waldo's.
Yep.
And Company. This is amazing. This is something that you've been able to take everywhere you go.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, if you're going to accept Lisa.
This is my thing.
you're going to be embracing this passion, which is awesome. I mean, it really is, because everybody has a different way of expressing themselves. Mm-hmm. And you don't limit anything. If a person has a way of expressing themselves,
let's figure out how to get it in. Yeah.
They could submit them. Mm-hmm. Submit. I mean, this is the time we want to, like, look at some pictures
of past,
some people.
Past projects. This is from 2024. That's Carrie Conklin and her daughter Audrey singing a song on the theme of home, because the theme for 2024 was at home in Adams County. And I will add to that as well that the way that the project evolves and the themes are chosen depends on who's participating in them. So I never know what we're going to get. It depends on who wants to give input. So if we do this again, we'll get a group of people together and we'll say, what's important to you? What do you want to tell a story about? And then we get them to write their own stories about it.
And this year you chose?
This year we chose Generations and Crossroads, and we are an official event of the Pennsylvania America 250 celebration calendar.
Okay.
Let me go back up a little. One of the other big projects that's happening, and this is related to the Arts Council as well, is a large mural that is going to be revealed on the side of the Beyond the Battle Museum.
Okay.
On Route 34. Sarah Jacobs was commissioned to paint that. She and I did a lot of community engagement events leading up to that to ask people what they thought should be included in her visual interpretation of Gettysburg history for the PA 250 celebrations. And what kept coming up were Generations and Crossroads. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how she's going to, I don't know what that's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to interpret that on the macro level as a big visual masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
But my job is to take that theme and then ask individual people, okay, tell me a story in the first person about a personal crossroads that you've experienced, and can you connect it back to living, working, or playing in Adams County or Gettysburg? And so we'll see what I'm going to get.
So that's your approach.
Yes.
So your approach is produce a medium,
mm-hmm,
that is first person,
mm-hmm,
that is a crossroads, something that made a difference in your life.
Sure.
Something that you had to overcome. They get to
interpret. They get to figure it out.
See, there you go again.
Yeah, I don't have that. I just,
that's the nice,
people
that,
like instructions and details, and I'm like, no. This is your baby. You get to decide how you're going to tell the story.
Lisa does not put people in boxes.
No.
No boxes, no walls. You know. Here you go. So you get to interpret the crossroads that you experienced,
mm-hmm,
and then you bring it back to how it relates to you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And we're
bringing it back to Gettysburg
or
Adams County, just because, again, the theme that was coming up in our community engagement for that historical mural was crossroads, because Gettysburg, geographically, was the crossroads. The reason we know Gettysburg is because it was a crossroads where everyone converged to determine the outcome of the Civil War. And that's a huge, important story.
Because it was a crossroads.
It was a crossroads, literally and figuratively.
Mm-hmm.
And so asking people today, in my perspective, is continuing to tell the history, the story of Gettysburg, because you and I are living here today,
mm-hmm,
and being here, we're documenting it.
Mm-hmm.
This is something we're doing, and we're having an effect on our community, and we're writing history every day.
We're creating history right now.
Right now.
Right now. But it doesn't have to be Gettysburg.
No, it does not have to be.
It
can be Adams County. Yeah.
Okay, cool, because that opens up so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you like. You like to open that door up. And
if someone wants to tell a story or share some art, I'm not going to turn them away.
Yeah. It could be generational.
It could be generational.
It could be something that's occurring presently in that person's life.
Yep.
Which is interesting. You know, when you think about it, someone who is 16 has a different experience,
mm-hmm,
than we had when we were 16.
Absolutely.
And if you look at generational,
mm-hmm,
you know, 250 years ago, it was a lot different.
Yep.
You know, especially in that time period, there was no Route 30. It was an Indian path, which became a crossroads. But anyhow.
Yeah. So
and this is actually a video.
Yes. This is a video of Ben Wank's band, Chuck and the Knuckle Draggers, Chuck Darwin and the Knuckle Draggers. They participated in 2024 with some original music on the theme of at home in Adams County. I'm hoping and pretty sure, I think that they will be part of this one as well. They weren't able to be at the event in person, so they recorded this video and we showed it on the screen at the Majestic.
All right.
But Ben told a great story and the music was fantastic and wonderful.
What a great opportunity for individuals whose passion is music.
Mm-hmm. Music is a great storytelling medium as well, so I'm glad to be able to incorporate that in the project.
And they created the song and the music to go along with At Home theme, right?
Yep.
Was that At Home?
Yeah, and then Ben told his own story as well, that was really great.
Okay. Are these archived where people can access some of this stuff from the past?
We have like 30 to 40 minute recaps on the Adams County Arts Council's YouTube page. And we do have an archive of the entire show, although I'm not sure that that's available to the public. There was at least one guest on our show that it was a safety concern to have her story broadcast. So
everybody's dealing with something different.
Right. There's Carolyn George. She opened our show for us in 2024. She was terrific.
And she sang?
No. She told a story.
Oh, she told a story?
Mm-hmm.
It almost looked like in the background there was someone playing. You have something ready for somebody to sit there.
Oh, you know why? Because we had dancers in 24. I'm not sure if that will come to fruition this year or not. You never know what we're going to get.
What are you doing?
If you want to put together a dance on the theme of Crossroads, you can contact me and we'll see what we can get in there. Yeah.
And this, people have to submit to be part of this by when?
July 1st.
July 1st. So that's coming up.
I will tell you, I have several slots of storytellers filled, but if there are people that are still interested in telling stories, they can contact me and we'll work it in.
You don't turn anybody away, do
I try
you?
Not to. I mean, we want to try and keep the show down to an hour and a half or so.
Mm-hmm.
But I have yet to ever turn anyone away, correct.
Okay. But you won't turn them away. If you get to the point where you have to turn them away,
we'll have to plan a second day.
Bring them in here.
Okay, we'll do that.
Bring them in here. We'll let them tell the story here at Community Media.
There's Chris Lauer from Waldo's. He was really creative, not surprisingly, in his storytelling. He told it like a fable, which was really fun.
Wow. We're excited here at Community Media to partner with you in this project.
Thank you.
You know, you have so many opportunities to share with people, and we have the ability to do that. So,
which is great. And now that we're partnering this year too, I'm hoping maybe we will be able to broadcast the whole video of the whole show, because honestly, the seating in the Majestic, it's in Cinema One, it's not in the big theater.
Mm-hmm.
And that is intentional because it's supposed to be sort of an intimate experience where you can see the storyteller's expressions and they can connect with the audience easily rather than with 800 people.
We could stream it.
We could stream it too. That would be great.
We could stream it.
Let's do it.
Mark Worley.
Let's
Mark
do it.
Mark Worley, let's do it. You can do it, magic. There you go. Who do we have
Donna,
here?
Donna, she was our MC last year and told a story of her own as well. But she helped us connect all the storytellers to each other throughout the evening.
Oh, okay. That's a talent in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Is she a local individual?
Yes. Then we had dancers from the Edge Dance Complex in Hanover, and they did a piece choreographed by Dawn Glass, and it was on the theme of coming home.
Nice. They know this is going on this year.
I haven't reached out to them yet.
Reach out. I bet they had fun.
They did.
They won't say no. Here they are still.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then the other thing, like I mentioned, Carrie Conklin and her two daughters, they're all singers together. She's now the creative director at the Gettysburg Community Theater, but has always been a musical director there.
Okay.
She put together... This is a sampling of her studio students, and they sang a group number on the theme of home, and I got to sing with them too. I don't think I'm in this picture because I was running around too much during the rehearsal, but we got to sing together. So there's Carrie playing the piano, and we all sang together. And then there were a few that were soloists as well throughout the evening.
What a great opportunity for individuals to perform.
Well, the community theater is doing 1776 this summer as part of the America 250, and I'm hoping they're going to bring one of those numbers to my People Project.
So. They better. I think Jeff Cook made the cut. I think he's going to be in that. I think that's the one he's going to be in.
Okay.
That's the most current one.
I think
they
so.
Just,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you? Did you try to be in it?
No.
Because you're going to be busy.
I'm busy. Yeah.
I mean, just going to be the town drunk.
Theater is really demanding.
Isn't
I
it?
Love it, but it's a lot.
It is something.
And oh yeah, there I am.
There you are. Third in.
Yep.
What a great opportunity.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And that's Kay Hollabaugh. She also had a wonderful story that she shared. It was an honor to have her as part of the project, for sure. There she is. And each storyteller gets an opportunity to provide us with imagery to illustrate their stories. We've got that movie theater screen at the Majestic, so it's a multimedia experience as well.
So that's a fun challenge in itself, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if one person has the ability to write the story, another person might have the ability to do the visuals, so it could become...
Yeah, I have a lot of help. My job is to sort of help the storytellers, well, first of all, to recruit everyone that's going to be in it, but then to help them edit their stories and coach them on delivery if they need that, and then put the imagery together. But I did have help with the slideshow. I'm hoping I'll be able to get my helper back this year.
Okay. So you meet with every individual who's been approved.
Yes.
And you go over meeting them, getting to know what the project's going to be, asking them what they need as far as support, maybe giving them some suggestions.
Correct. Yeah, it's time consuming for me. It's not time consuming for the participants because I work on their schedules and it's like one or two or three or however many meetings we need. But yeah, I work around their schedules.
So. And a lot of times you're working with people that you don't know.
Yeah, to some degree, or that I've only met once or twice, but I know them well by the end.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
I mean, talking about liking to connect, you're connecting in a very personal way with these individuals.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
And you're at the end, you help them make their evening successful.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they come up to you and thank you. And
I don't want to toot my own horn, but I have never, this is my seventh time and my eighth experience with this kind of thing, if you include the one I did back in 2014, and I've never met anyone who wasn't just really moved by being part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just really gets something
pretty
incredible out of being part of this. There's something very important about having people bear witness to your story, about people being able to feel seen. Isn't that what we all want, is to be seen and understood and either have the reaction of, me too, I've experienced that too, or, wow, I never thought of it that way, and I've just learned something new from you, thank you, you know? And those are the experiences that people have.
Somewhat unconditionally, I want to say loved, but even accepted.
Yes.
And find out that, you know, we all have basically the same experiences. And
it's a lot of the same stories, just with different details.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you can't argue with someone who's telling a story in the first person. If I say something happened to me, this is my story, you can't say, no, it didn't. You know, it may be a different experience than you've ever had, but you can't argue with the story itself. So I think in that way, it really does bring people together.
Now, Lisa, I'm going to disagree with you.
You can. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, go ahead. Disagree with me.
I have...
Challenge me.
I have a 3-year-old grandchild. Had a birthday. And a lot of times he tells me that things aren't the way I think they are.
Oh, okay.
That no word. That no word.
So you'll say, my shirt is blue, and he'll say, no, it's not.
No, it's not. It's not blue. help me. You go to help. No. You know, but, you know, in a sense, though, these people are accomplishing something.
Yes.
To have the confidence, the courage to be in front of someone,
mm-hmm. It does and take
sharing.
It takes a lot of courage to stand up in front of people.
And, but then again, when that person tells their story, it's I think that story becomes more real to them. And they have all those feelings that they had putting the story together. And mm-hmm. when they experienced it, it's, you know, I think in some societies, storytelling is very, very not only accepted,
it's important.
But
it is. Yeah, it's really
it's
important.
Almost like play. Mm-hmm. Play is important. Mm-hmm. Sharing your life is important.
It's Wes Jackson. He's going to be working with us at the Majestic again this year, but was a storyteller as well in 24.
Okay.
All my pictures.
Is that the last one?
Might be.
Cool. Let me see if I can get this back here. People Project. We're going to be sharing a lot of this year. This is awesome. Oh, my. How many people do you have participate?
It depends on how you count it. So in 2024, I can say, including the audience, we had about 150 people in the audience. 300 people were involved in some way, shape, or form, whether they were watching, whether they were part of the collaborative art piece, whether they produced art that was on exhibit. We had about 300 people that are touched by this project.
I know. Great idea. Interactive.
Thank you.
Great idea. I think I have a good idea for this project.
Oh, yeah?
Also.
Okay, let's hear it.
Interactive. We get everybody to play Simon Says. Okay, Simon Says. All right, I just have to. That's a great idea, but I'm not going to do it. Okay. This year, you have a lot of support from Celebrate Gettysburg in doing this.
Yes, I'm very excited to be partnering with Jessica Dean and Celebrate Gettysburg to produce this project. And one of the other exciting developments, in addition to the Arts Council staying involved in the way that they are, we're also involving Waldo's and Company, we're involving community media. I think this might be the most collaborative version across nonprofits and organizations that we've had so far, which is really exciting and I think really appropriate for the PA 250 celebrations. Mm-hmm. It's nice to get as many people, businesses, organizations as involved as possible. So.
I think it's any project that you do where you have people coming together, unifying in an unselfish way mm-hmm. for a project where they want to give their time, their talents, and their skills, and that's the main goal, mm-hmm. is an experience unlike any other experience. It's almost like people coming together to put a play on. Mm-hmm. Where everybody's pulling together to create the best they can with the skills that they got. You know, we community media, we just love doing projects with people, mm-hmm. you know, and we just love helping people do their missions, you know. We like to celebrate the talents and skills. But enough about us, you know. Let's talk about you. This is awesome, as I said. Oh, did I ever say how wonderful Jessica Dean is?
She is terrific. What a pleasure to work with her.
We have some amazing people in the community. You know, Jessica is one. And when I talk about amazing people, you know, Megan Cherie. Now, Megan Cherie is the executive director, I believe it's called, of SCAP.
Okay.
And her abilities, her talent, her ability to connect with people, mm-hmm. to actually, she has a program there that the people who needed the help designed. Mm-hmm. Not out, they didn't do it out of the book.
Right.
You know?
No, it's important to get buy-in on a project for sure.
Mm-hmm. But they know what's needed, mm-hmm. you know? So she's very intentional, she's very strategic, and she's very community. Jessica Dean, a different situation, you know, it's she's serving the community, mm-hmm. but in a different way. But you couldn't have anybody better than what she's doing.
Yeah, she and I are really enjoying working. I think I can speak for her and say that we're both enjoying working together.
I bet you do. What a team. I bet you enjoy it. Yes. Okay. So this is going to be on Thursday, October the 15th.
Correct.
At the Majestic Theater at 7 o'clock.
Yes, in Cinema One. So not the big theater, but in one of the smaller.
Cinema One. Tickets are on sale?
Yes. At the Majestic, on the Majestic's website or in their box office.
Tickets are?
$20.
There are as limited?
There's a limited number of seats there, and it'll depend on, if we kept a few aside, if the $20 is prohibitive, we want to make this open to as many people as possible. And my email address is the contact, and I will find you a ticket if I can, first come, first served. We don't want the $20 to be prohibitive. We do want it to cover the cost of the venue for us. Mm-hmm. So I'll just make that note.
And your email, though?
My email is lisac, L-I-S-A-C, at chrysalis-arts, chrysalis-arts.com.
And I knew that's a shock to you because you thought it was going to be amazing at... On November 6th, there'll be a First Friday reception.
Correct.
At Waldo's.
At Waldo's and Company.
And that will be opening up the visual art exposition.
Exhibition, yes.
Exhibition. You already said why you would like it to be a small venue, because you want it to be intimate.
Yes.
Immersive.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about bringing the community together in a very personal way. And do these people get to interact with each other than that evening?
A few times, and they get to watch each other's readings and performances, which is really enough to make a lasting impact and impression on each other.
It's amazing in itself, because what you're creating is an experience that these people get to share together.
Yes.
You know, it's like the theater, in a sense.
It is, in a sense. The thing I love about it is, one of the things and one of the reasons I'm passionate about the mission of the Arts Council, for example, is that it's not about passive consumerism of creativity. It's not just about watching someone else do something. It's about getting people to practice, even if it's not perfect, because it doesn't have to be. And it's actually better when it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So getting people to try something that maybe they haven't tried before, getting them to connect in a way that they haven't before, and of course getting to see other people share their talents and stories in ways that they've never seen before. So, yeah.
And what you're looking at is growth.
Mm-hmm.
Because the person will never be the same as they were before the experience.
I think so.
Just by going through the experience, they will have changed.
I definitely learn something new every time.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that we should say about this opportunity?
Oh, just help us spread the word. If you're interested in telling a story, please reach out to me. If you're interested in sharing your visual art, please reach out to me. We would love to have your pieces on exhibit for the month of November at Waldo's and Company, and we would love to hear your stories and share your work on October 15th at the Majestic.
And we're anxious to see what medium you choose. You know, be creative,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Be you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Cordiano.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very
My
much
pleasure.
For coming into the studio to share this amazing project. Is there other communities nearby that have something like this that you
know? I don't know. I would love to bring it to various places if I can, you know, in the future. But I have to say, Gettysburg is, I've lived a lot of places, and Gettysburg and Adams County are really unique. There's just a very generous spirit living here. People love helping each other out, and the artistic community is vibrant, and surprisingly so for such a small town feel, right? Yeah. It's a pretty great place to be.
Well, you know, look at the giving spree, how well we do as a community. Mm-hmm. This is, you got to ask yourself, how are we so lucky to have so many amazing people like yourself here?
I don't know, maybe there's a magnet. It's a crossroads.
It's a crossroads. And the people that are here were meant to be here.
Maybe.
I think people are here for a reason. I mean, everybody has a purpose. And we have a purpose of being here in Gettysburg, Adams County. And I think my purpose is to eat those strawberries that are grown in this area, especially at this time of the year. Oh, man, are they so good right now, Lisa? So maybe my medium will be taking strawberries and creating a crossroads, and everybody gets to try the jam.
Hey.
But you can come and jam out, because I'm sure somebody's going to have some music.
Yes.
So, hey, Lisa, thanks a lot for coming in. Is there anything else that you would like to say to people before we leave? I'll give you another chance to say how much you just love being part of this.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me here today. I really enjoy coming in and talking to you.
Well, it's our pleasure. We're looking forward to getting this experience out many, many ways, many, many times, so that everybody can experience and look forward to the next one.
Awesome.
Which we don't know what it's going to be yet.
Let's get through this one first.
We'll get through this. Sure. Okay. So participate. It'll give you a great chance to reach in your heart, take your passion, grow it, share it, grow as a person, and have a community experience that is totally unlike any that you ever had. And this does cost money. So you also are looking for people that might help fund us.
Yeah, that's true. So Celebrate Gettysburg is very generously offering discounted packages on visibility and advertising for small businesses, that if you want to advertise with us in the magazine, you can also advertise in the program. That's a lovely commemorative program that will include all of the artwork and bios for our storytellers, and then you'll get a nice ad in both places, as well as the social media boost that comes with that. So if, again, I'm the contact person. I can give you more information about pricing for those visibility packages and sponsorships through the program.
So you're telling me that if someone wants to be a sponsor, they would pay for advertisement in Celebrate Gettysburg magazine.
Correct.
So they're going to pay money to Celebrate Gettysburg. Their magazine's going to go all over the area. Mm-hmm. They're going to get recognition. And that's a special edition.
And it's a special edition, so there will be a spread with all of our supporters, and a portion of the proceeds of the advertising goes towards the project and to arts organizations in the community if we have a profit at the end of all of this. And then also, like I said, the commemorative program that will be printed.
So you'll also have a program for that evening.
Yes. It's good stuff.
What all you want for your money? I mean, what else you want?
Well, thanks.
And if you want to donate money and also show your talent, you can participate in the event.
Absolutely.
They can get a crew from their business to put together something and show.
Maybe so.
Yeah, maybe so. I'm sorry. but please, I hope you understand the uniqueness of this program and what it does for us as a community. So if if you want to get your name out there anyhow, this is a great way to take your money and use it where it kind of like multiplies in many different ways. So, Lisa, good luck.
Thank you so much. You
know, thanks for doing this for
the
community. Oh,
my pleasure. This is really fun.
See, that's a neat thing. You know, you could help the community just by doing what you love doing, you know, the passion of your heart, you know. So, hey, thanks for taking the time to sit here and understand what the People Project is. Until we have a chance to bring someone else as wonderful as Lisa here, be well, and remember, you are precious.